Abizoy, let them do Pesach Sheni then. Uvi Sheni Rishus. Why can't these 50% now do a Pesach Sheni? I have kind of learned 50% is like a miyut that usually they do a Pesach Sheni. Because I tell you, by this Pesach Sheni, the Noshim you have to take out of the count. Because the Noshim are not mechuyim in Pesach Sheni. Semela dal Noshim minayu. Take away the count of the Noshim minatayrim. Before we said it was 50-50% with the women. If you take out the women now, how many? What's the count now? There's like 75% Tumeyim and only 25% Torim. So how many people now want to do Pesach Sheni? 75%. A Royev can never do Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only for Miyat, or else according to Rav Kana, Machza Mach is also called Kemiyat. But when you have 75%, that's Zichar Royev. Rov people cannot do Pesach Sheni. Hevilu Tumeyim Ruba. If you take the women out of the count by Pesach Sheni, the men alone, there was Royev Tumeyim. The Rubel Yav to be Sheni, that's according to everybody. If you have Roiv Tumeyim, they can't do Pesach Sheni. There's only a Chiddush, they could do Pesach Rishon. But here they couldn't do Pesach Rishon because at Pesach Rishon, the women were Mechuyib, and they made up the count to make 50% Torim. Therefore, only the Torim did it. And came to Pesach Sheni, they lost out. So they have, therefore, the Bryce says, according to everybody, that Tumeyim cannot do Pesach Sheni. So the moral of Rav Kana, hold the tongue, that's what Bryce has said. Hareish Yoyu Yisrael Mach Tzatzerim Mach Tzatzmeim 50-50 is Halol Waisim Liatzvim. The first bright was a Raya to Rav. That says 50-50, each one is called like a majority. Therefore, the 50% Torium make it B'Tayrim. The Halol Waisim Liatzvim and the 50% of Tzmeim also make a Pesach Rishon B'Tzmeim. His Hechi Mataris Law, I Rav Kana holds 50% is not called like a Raiv. So how does he learn the Pesach Rishon now? How could the 50% of the Tzmeim bring a Pesach Rishon that not called like Raiv? Rav Kana doesn't know Macht is called Kuroi. So how did Rav Kana learn this bright? It says clearly 50% Tumeyim make a Pesach Rishon. Omelok Rav Kana, Enech Nami, this much I have to admit to Tanoihi. Here for sure, so this Tana Zichel is not like me. Rav Kana learns it's a Machlokes Tanoihim. Eke Laman Diyom, there is a Tana that holds Machtza Machtza Kuroi. Sakha true, there is a, this Tana holds like Rav, that 50% is called like Rav, like a majority. Therefore, they have a right to bring a Pesach Rishon. The Yikla Manyam, but there is another Manyam that holds like me, that Machza Machza ain't a Kuroif. So Rav Kana has to admit it's a Machlekes Tanoim. So Mar Gufa, we learned before, Hareisho Yisrael Machza Tero Machza Tanoim, 50-50. Is a din like Rav, Halol Oysim Liyatzim, Halol Oysim Liyatzim. Each one brings their Korban. The 50 Torim bring it a Tairo, the 50 Tanoim bring it a Tanoim. Hoyu Tanoim Oytum Ala Torim. Let's say you had more Tanoim than Torim. Afilu Echot. Even if just one more, Mamish, Pilip Loimir, they count the whole Klayasol, know exactly how many have. Mamish, and one guy can't die in between. You know exactly now, there's one more Tumeyim that you have, Torim, is Yasim Betumah. I'll lay out this first time. You're allowed to bring a Betumah, that's called Rayad Klayasol is Tumeyim, and the din is the Korban is brought Betumah. The Fishen Korban Si Becholik. When you have Mamish, Rayad people are Tumeyim, and the Miyad people, 51% is Tumeyim, and 49% is Tor, that everybody holds. Ein korban si b'cholik means even the Torah Dika people are allowed to bring a betumah. When you have mamash rov people tameyah bringing the korban pesach, everybody has the right to bring a betumah. You don't have to be makma to make sure your knife is Torah, you're allowed to bring a Torah Dika knife. We have loza b'mas yoyimino. Ein ha-yochid machriyas atzib l'tumah. If just 51, just one is tameyah more than tyra, that's not enough to make the count, to make it into rov. Shenemek, as the Pasuk says, Loisuch Lizbech as a Pesach B'yechod Shorechon. So Rashi, Loisuch Lizbech as a Pesach B'yechod B'shvil Yochid Loitizbechenu. She'oisi Yochid Gerim Moel B'shchitosoi Shum Tzad Natiyah. One person alone is not enough to make it this way or that way. That's the way we have Lazeb Emas Yadash in this Pasuk. If you want to say you have rove people Tumeim, need at least two more than Tumeim. You have to have at least 52 to 48. But you can't have just 51 to 49, that's not enough. Or 51 to 50 has to be the answer, one more than this. If you have to count, there's 51 at Tumeim, it says, and 50 at Torah, that wouldn't be enough. You have to have 51 to 49, that has to be two different. We have Shimon Oimer, Chiddush. Afilu Shevet Echa Tumeya. If you have only one whole Shevet, the whole Shevet Binyamin. And the Shevet doesn't mean the whole Shevet Binyamin, the whole Eretz Yisrael. It just means the Shevotim that are here right now in Yerushalayim that are ready to bring the Korban Pesach. You only make a count of the people that are here ready to bring the Korban Pesach. If all the people from Binyamin that came to bring the Korban Pesach are Tumeyim,
v'shar kol ha-shvotim torim, and all the other 11 shvotim ator, still, halachim is halol ha-moysim li-yatzvan, halol ha-moysim li-yatzvan. V'shimon holds one whole shevet has a din. And if they're tumeyim, it blinds like Rav's din of machtza, that the tumeyim do it, the tumeyim, they have a right to bring it to tumey, and the torim have to bring it to torah, though. No, when you have 50-50, you also shev, you don't say cholik. You only say cholik when mamash the rov at tumeyim, then you say cholik. But when you have either rov, either when you have 50-50, or else here the chiddush according to Reb Shimon, when you have one whole shev, the whole shev is tumey, they have a right to bring it. But the other, but they're not really rov tumeyim here. They get to the other shvatim, it's only meat. So the other shvatim don't have the head to do it for tumah. The only have the head to do it for tumah if rov is tumeyim. My time with Reb Shimon, what's the time of Reb Shimon? Ksavri holds, Shevet Echad Ipri Kau. One Shevet is also called a cow. So since the cow is Tumeya, they have a right to bring him a Tumah. But only them, not the rest of Klal Yisrael. We have Yehudu Aymenok, Afilu Shevet Echad Tumey, V'shar Kol HaShvotim Torim, is Yasim Tumah. He holds, everybody now has a right to bring him a Tumah. Because he holds the cloud Shein Korban Siva Cholik, no matter what. There's never a case that you have a Korban Pesach brought with two type of categories. That Torah bring a Tahor and Tumeim bring a Betumah. Once there's any time a Heter, even just for one Shevet here, that Tumei, they have a right to bring a Betumah, automatically the whole Klai Yisrael has a right to bring a Betumah also. Rashi says, Yase Betumah af Termim Yirtzu. Rashi says, because it's a Genai, it's not nice that Klai Yisrael has two different halachas, that some do it Betairah, some do Betumah, that's not nice. Therefore, he holds a Svara, anytime somebody can do a Betumeyam, the whole Tzibra has a right to do it. Before Rashi says, he holds Ikre Kal, if Shimon holds one shave, is called the Kal, or Milsa Perk, Bimaforish Bahurius, the Komle Rachmon Li Yaakov, Goyu Kal Goyim Yomimechem, Ukvarnodoloi Kolashvotim Chutzme Bid Yomim. And so Terah says, you're going to be born the Kal. Hilkach, you see from here, Shevet Echot Choshev Tzibron. Even one shave is called the Kal. Melobloi Mitchim Lesheni. Since they're called the Tzibron, not pushed off the Pesach Sheni, but they could do it Pesach Rishon. Fighter. To Meshen Korban Tzibur Cholik. We have Yehuda. Why Rabbi Yehuda says? Rabbi Yehuda Sava Shevet Echad Ikri Kal. Rabbi Yehuda is also asking for Reb Shimon that one Shevet is called the Kal. For every little palgo palgo, sit it like 50-50. But he also dings the Chan Rav and holds the En Korban Tzibur Cholik. He can't make different halachas in the Korban Tzibur. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. He would argue in Rav's din. It's any time there's a heter for anybody to bring a betumah, you always have it in. Everybody has the same right to bring a betumah. It's not nice to say some do a betumah, some do a betairah, but that's a gnai for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, when any time somebody has a heter, they have to apply it to everybody. Itma, hoyo Yisrael machtza torim machtzim tumeim. There was 50-50 count on Klal Yisrael. Omar Rav, what does Rav say? Rav gives an etzah, mitamim echad mehem b'sheretz. Let's make one of the people that are tor, let's be mitamim b'sheretz. And therefore he's not royal to bring a Pesach now, so he's also called Tumah. Therefore he'll have rov klai yisod at Tumayim, and therefore by this everybody can do it for Tumah. Trashi, mitamim echad mehem, ki hechad nehev v'roiv Tumayim, v'nev da kula b'tumah. As Rav himself holds, when you have exactly 50-50, Rav's din before was the what? The Torim do it b'tayra, and the Tumeim do it b'tumeim. But vice Rav himself holds, that's also not so nice though. So Rav says the Eitzer is, be metame one other person, now you have rove people that are Tumeim, and now everybody can do it b'tumeim. That's what you're supposed to do. Is Fred Gemara. V'yamai, what's so shver? Neved hani luchadayu, v'hani luchadayu. Rav held before, when you have 50-50, each one has a right to make a Pesach Rishon. Just you have two categories. To Torim do it b'tayra, to man do it b'tumah. And tomorrow, the Omar Rav, Rav before said, halolu waisim liyatzman, v'halolu waisim liyatzman. Rav's chiddush was, that's 50-50, both of them are called like a majority, and they both have a right to bring a Pesach Rishon. Just this one, b'tayra, this one, b'tumayim. So why does Rav now give you an eitzah to be metama one of the Torim? Amri says, "Hochir my skin. What are we talking about? Kagoyin shoyu tumeim oitzvim alatorim. Enoch nami no. When Rav says the eitzah to matama one person is going, when really kagoyin shoyu tumeim oitzvim alatorim. It's not mamish 50-50. There's 51 people that are tumei and 50 people are torah. So still he says be matama one more person. Fred Gemari, Hochi, hevel uruba tumeim is nevda kula betumah.
Amonashov, the way it is right now, there are a majority of people that are Tameim. What do you have to matame one more person for? Right now, you have 51 people, Kenegas 50. So that alone is called a Roiv. So true, it's not called Machza Machza, but what do you have to matame one more person for? The way you are right now, everybody can bring a Betuma. So the Mara name, Sovolok Reabloza Bemasia. The Omar Ein Hayochu Machriyas at Sibul Atuma. He holds just one more person can make the count to say there's Roiv Tumeim over the Torim. No, it's not called Roiv. Therefore, it's a modern case. It's not called Machza Machza either. When do you have Rav's din that each one does separately, that's Mamish 50-50. But here you have 51 one way and 50 the other way, it's not Machza Machza anymore. I don't know what the din will be then. But I call upon him, you don't have the locha then to say Roiv could do it for Tumah. So therefore, Rav says the answer is be metama one of the 50 people to make the count now 52-49. So male now you'll have two people more roiv people to name him. Therefore, everybody could do it the tumma. The Rashi says, "Can I show you oitfim al term echod to lechoz the term rishim?" But then the people that are Torah are not Chozi for Pesach Rishon. The Ma'i Hoch Yebazoi, Hoda Kush Leduchte. Neved Hani Luchadai Monashvet Gemara. Now the more discussion now, he says. The Yochi, you're telling me now what? That right now it's 51, Kenegas 50. You're telling me now Rav holds like Rav Lovah Ben Masya. That you need two to make Roiv, to make a majority. But without two, the Chur is called like 50-50. So the Gemara Yochi, Hoda Kush Leduchte. If once you don't have two more, so that should be called now like 50-50. Or but they automatically, Nev Duhana Luchudayu, Vana Luchudayu. Rav Lushitasa, what do you gain now? Rav holds 50-50, the Tumeyim bring Betuma, and the Torah bring Betaira. So let it stay that way. What do you have to tell me if Daf Gatim Matama one more person? What for? Let it stay the way it is, and everybody can still bring it. Mori Eli, you have to answer like this. Now, the Mara don't want to say that the chilul between 51 and 50. If you hold like Rav Lazar ben Masya, that you always need at least 52 to 50, so it's not called a new halacha, that's still called mamash like 50-50. So it's machza, machza, according to Rav, the way it is now, everybody could bring it. So why does Rav have to say in modern case, be metama one more person? Elo hochikom, this is what Rav meant to say. Yika tana, if you're going to find me a tana, tisova lo ketana kama. If you'll find me a Tana that argues on me, and holds like Rav Kana, that holds the Yomar, Palga Palga, Loy Avdi Kula Betumah, if you tell me that Palga Palga is not called Betumah, the Tana says Yomar, Palga Palga, Loy Avdi Kula Betumah, the Sovolok Rav Yehuda, the Yomar Ein Korban Siba Cholik, that a Korban Siba cannot be Cholik. So Rashi says, "Lochi koma uliyer la machza machza dafke." So we're talking about mamash 50-50. Lochi koma Rav, he meshkachas tana if you find me a tana. The yista that holds ketana kama that what the yomam palgo palgo via 50-50 loyavdi turn betuma. The Torah people cannot do it betuma. Kiriktoni halolu oisim liyatzman. They hold like Rav's din that 50-50 the people that are Torah cannot do it betuma. The yista dafke do it betayra. Ukrab Yehuda. But you're going to tell me a time that also holds like Yehuda for the tomorrow. Or Krab Yehuda. The Omar Ein Korban Siba Cholik. That holds you can't have this din. If you tell me 50-50 should be, this one does the Tyra, this one does the Tumah, but if Yehuda holds that's a stira. Ein Korban Siba Cholik. You can't have a Korban Siba has a half a lochis. 50 term, 50 to million. So then what do you do? How do you make it that everybody should have the same halacha? Then akorcha, you have to make an eitzah to say, metama mechad mehem, let's be metama one more person b'sheretz, and a mela now, you'll have what? You'll have rove people that are to million, and therefore everybody can bring a betumah. So that's what Rav wanted to say. Or by the Rav goes to Shitosoi, palga is 50-50. Islam is both karoyv. But if you're told like a Yehuda, that you can't have such a halacha in korban siba cholot, you can't divide up the two. Therefore, what you have to do is be matama one more person and make him betumah sheretz. So, if you do yom ein karmasi becholik, matama mechem yom sheretz. Viula, that's what Rav said. Viulu ama, what does Ula say? No, mishalchen echad mihen laderech rechayka. Let's throw away one, tell one person to go far away. So, like top Tosis says, pirashechad minatorim. If you have 50-50 right now, make one of the Torah people go away. Go Derech Rechayka. So then they're not in this count right now. So since they're not in the count right now, the count of the people here that are able to bring Korban Pesach, how many have? You have rove people at Tumeim, therefore the din is everybody can bring a betuma. So that's the eight. So when you have 50-50, and you're like a Yehuda, that you can't have two halachis, so you have to be masaka, do something here. So the one or two eights is, either be metama, somebody that's tor, or else take a tor, take a person, send them away, make them go, chutz l'machnem, or we'll see later, Mishnah later, exactly how far away you have to be in order to be part of making a Pesach Rishon. So machlokes in the Mishnah later, we'll see later on. For the Gemara though, via tamera b'sheretz, why does Ula say to make the person go away, why don't you just be metama b'sheretz? Kisavar, he holds, sheikhtin v'zarchin atam b'sheretz. No, the person just touched the sheretz today, he's not called tummy. He's allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon. Because since at night time will become tor, he could eat the meat at night. So he can make a shliach, and the shliach makes the shrita for him. So that's not called the tummy to a person Ula. Or b'zoy v'temenu b'meis, good. So you hold not sheretz, let him touch your meis mamish. And then he can't bring a Pesach Rishon. So that's called, he'll be called in the majority of the Temeim. And then he could bring a Pesach Rishon. Because rove people will be Temeim. So he could bring a Pesach Rishon. If you make him touch your mace today, he's going to be Tomei for 7 days. If he's Tomei for 7 days tomorrow on Pesach, the first day Pesach, we won't be able to bring Shal Mechagiga. We have before, there's a Chayv to bring a Shal Mechagiga on Yontif. And if you're Tomei, that you can't do. As of tomorrow, I'm saying, "Hashtu nami matchei watem ipeschoi." If you're going to match him from Pesach, if you make him a tummy mace right now, there it says, "Ef should the yavet b'sheni." He can make a Pesach sheni. For the Gemara, b'mace nami. No, forget. If you send him away, hashtu nami. If you send him away, matchei watem Pesach. If you send him away, you're telling him he can't do a Pesach rishon. And the Gemara, "Ef should the yavet b'sheni." That's not so shvur sending him away. He'll do a Pesach sheni. For the Gemara, b'meis nami. No, even meis still shvur now. Why don't you matam b'meis? What are you telling me? He won't be able to bring korban chagiga. He'll be tamei the first day yom tiv. Or be'ef should the other be shvi on the heve le shmini on his seventh day, which is he'll do it on shvi, which is the eighth day of his tumah shaloi. Let him do it on shvi shal pesach. But we're telling him now to touch the meis on erev pesach. So on shvi shal pesach will be his eighth day, and the person becomes Torah on the eighth day. So let him bring the Korban Chagiga on the seventh day of Pesach, because we hold this a Tashlumim. If somebody doesn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day, he has the rest of Yontif to bring it. So why are you telling me we're not going to be Matam with this person? Because if we're Matam him, he won't be able to bring the Korban Chagiga on. He'll bring it on the eighth day of his Tumah, which is Shvi'a Shepesach. There it is, Ksav Ula holds, Kula Tashlumim the Rishininu. That we say we didn't bring Korban Chagiga the first day, you have the rest of Yontif to bring it, it's called the Tashlumim of the first day. What does that mean? Chaz Yibarishin. If somebody would have been able, he was chaz, his goof, his body, he was tor. He was able to bring the Korban the first day. But for some reason he didn't do it. Then we say, Chaz Yibakulay. He's allowed to have the next 7 days of Yom Pesach to make a Tashlum, to make up for that Korban they didn't bring. If anybody was Tomei the first day of Pesach that he wasn't roy to bring the Korban Chagiga today, that's Ula's halacha. Therefore, Ula says, if you have now 50-50%, and we want to make it an eight so that everybody can bring a betumah, the best answer is tell one person here, get up and go chutz l'machne, go out of Yerushalayim, that you won't have the chiyuv to bring, you won't be in the count now of Pesach Rishon. Therefore, we're going to have rove people that are tumeim, and everybody now will bring Pesach betumah. This one person that went away can't do Pesach Rishon because he's not in Yerushalayim right now. So what? He'll do Pesach Sheni. What about the Korban Chagiga? By tomorrow, we'll come back into Yerushalayim and he'll bring the Korban Chagiga. So that's Ula's Eitzah. Omlu Rav Nachman. So Nachman didn't like this Eitzah. Zilu v'yomul eli Ula. Go tell Ula. Man Sayas, who's going to listen to you, Ula? You're going to tell Hetzach Tzi that people mamas traveled the veld to come to Yerushalayim to bring a Korban Pesach. You're going to tell them now an Erev Pesach, pick yourself up and go out of Yerushalayim. Who's going to listen to you? Man Sayas, the Oka Sicha, pick up his pegs. Mishkin, it and go away. That's a bit Eitzah. Nobody's going to listen to you. All the people now just pitched up the tent now to be in Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, to be in Korban Pesach. Punk, to tell them now, get up and move away. That's a bit Eitzah. Therefore, the better Eitzah is to the time of the person. Itmar, Hoyurubon Zovin. What about the now Erev Pesach? Royv Klai Yisrael had Tumah Zav on them. Umiyutun Tumei Mason. And a Miyut, a minority of the people, only had Tumei Mason. The Ochot like this. Omar Rav, Oysan Tumeya Mesim, these Miyutim of people are Tumeya Mesim, Einam Oysim Loi Berishim Loi Bisheni. They can't bring Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. Rishon layavdi, they can't do a Pesach Rishon to have a miyutai. They're only a miyut. Now, even though Rov Klaisel is Tumayim, that we say Rov Klaisel is Tumayim could bring a Betumah, that's only Tumas Meis. But Tumas Zav is not like that. So we have now, Rov wa Tumas Zav. Tumayim Zav can't bring a Korban, can't bring the Pesach Rishon. Rashi's Reuben Zavon, Loi Moslem Ever Rishon. Tumas Zav, Bechlal is not Hutra B'tzibon, it's only Tumas Meis that's Hutra. So the people that are Tumayim Zav can't bring a Pesach Rishon. These miyot of people that are Tumei Mesim, they can't bring Pesach Rishon either, because they're only a miyot. They're having miyot, or miyot layavdi Rishon. These people are miyot, they can't bring Pesach Rishon. B'shenin lami layavdi, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, they can't do it either. Why? Kol heichod layavdi tziva b'rishon, the klal of Pesach Sheni is like this. When Rav Tziva brought Pesach Rishon, there was only a minority of people that didn't do it. Then they're pushed off. Yovid Yochid B'sheni. Then the minority could do it in Pesach Sheni. When you don't have the majority of Klai Yisrael bringing a Pesach Rishon, like this year, because right with them were Tumei Yazovim. A Tumei Yazov can't bring a Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Rishon, how many people brought the Pesach Rishon? A minority of people. 25% of the Yidden brought the Pesach Rishon. You never had the Lacha to do a Pesach Sheni. Another Yisrael. Pesach Sheni is only when the majority of Yidden brought a Pesach Rishon. And there's a minority of people that are Tameya, these people are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But here, that only 25% of the Yidden were Torah, and they brought a Pesach Rishon, 75% can never bring a Pesach Sheni. One Yisrael. Amalu Shmuel. So Shmuel said, Zilu Amru Lei, La'aba, go tell my father. The Pesach says, Vayasu B'nei Yisrael Pesach, from Yadoi. Is my Yavdis Lei? What do you do with this Pesach? The Pesach Vayasu says, Klai Yisrael should bring the Korban Pesach. And you're telling me now, you have people that can't bring the Korban Pesach. So he didn't like his Chiddush. He's telling me now that he can't do Pesach Rishon, he can't do Pesach Sheni. Omalu, zilu omrulu, ki heves kula zovin. When you have Rov Klai Yisrael with zovin, my Yavdislei, what do you do? I mean, when people are Zav, they can't bring a Pesach, they can't bring a Pesach. So you can have a year that nobody brings a Pesach Rishon. Elakivun d'layevsh, layevsha. When you don't have it, you don't have it. Hachinam layevsha, what do you want from me? This year you don't have a Pesach Sheni. Since only a minority brought Pesach Rishon, there's no din that a majority could do a Pesach Sheni. So if in such a case, you don't have a Pesach Sheni. Itmar, Hoyeruban Tumei Mesim. What about Rav Klai Yisrael was Tumei Mes? Or Meyutin Zavin. And only a meter of the people touched the Zav. Is Rafunu Ramar. Ein Tashtumum Le Pesach Abobetum. So Locher is now, that since Rav is Tumei Mesim, that Tumei Mesim are allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon. Betumah. So now Pesach Rishon is what Betumah. But who could bring it? Only Tumei Mesim. People that have a Tumah Zav, they're not allowed to bring the Pesach Rishon. So the Kura, they want to do what? Bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Kura, no, they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Ein Tashtumah Le Pesach Bo Betumah. If the Pesach Rishon was what Betumah, then if you were Tumei Zav at Pesach Rishon and you couldn't do it then, you don't have a right to bring a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only said when Rav Klai Yisrael bought Pesach Rishon B'Tayra. If the first Pesach was done B'Tayra, that means Rav Klai Yisrael bought a B'Tayra, then there's a Chiddush Shakra, the Miyat, the minority that would Tumeim then, even if you were Zav then. But you're pushed off to Pesach Sheni and your Torah, you can bring a Pesach Sheni. But in the case that Rav Klai Yisrael was Tumeim by Pesach Rishon, and they had a right to bring a Pesach Rishon B'Tumah, even though you were a Zav and you couldn't bring it then, there's no Din Pesach Sheni. Is ain tashlumim the Pesach Abobatumma. We have Adam Rav Roma. No, yesh tashlum the Pesach Abobatumma. He also know. The Meister Rav Klai Yisrael brought a Pesach Rishon, even though they were Tumei. So now that Rav brought it, that's the Lacham. Anytime Rav Klai Yisrael made a Pesach Rishon, the Tumei are pushed off the Pesach Sheni, and there is a tashlumim. Even though it was brought the first one, Betumma, so what? But you had 25% of Betumma Zav. A people that are Zovim can't bring a Pesach Rishon, even though the Tzibu is Tumeim, so they could do a Pesach Sheni. So what's this Machlokes? Name of Balkim Iflugi. The man, the Yom, ain't Tashtum on the Pesach Abba Betumah. The first one that says no, that since the first Pesach was bought Betumah, the Tumeim can't do a Pesach Sheni, Ksavam, Tumah Dchui Hi Betzibu. It's only Dchui Dik Alochem. So Melu, we say, Trashi, Bekushi Hutu Lakrov Hilkach, Le Meshavin and Le Betarim Le Mitzchei Tumeim Le Sheni. Therefore, we don't say as if it was Ramesh bought B'Tayra, but no, the Pesach was bought B'Tumah, and when the Pesach Rishon bought B'Tumah, you can't make a Pesach Sheni. What's from the other man, the Yama? Well, man, the Yama, yesh tashtum le Pesach abba B'Tumah k'sabam, Tumah hutra B'tzibur. He says, this halachah, when Rov Tzibur is Tomei, you're allowed to bring it like hutra. So there's no nafka mina whether it's brought for tumah or b'tayro. Hutra means the Torah didn't say aloch of tumah by Pesach Rishon. So rov klayis was tameim. It's mamish like the natame. It's like a regular place that rov Yisrael brought a Pesach Rishon. So aloch is the few people that are tameim, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So that's what this man the holds. That the first Pesach is hutra. Therefore there's a Pesach Sheni. Ami atay loy. The Kuli Yama holds Taika Tumut Chuyi, but see, everybody holds no. The first Pesach is not called like it's Mamash Hutra. Havada was born, it was brought for Tumah, but it's the Chuyi. So what's this Machlaikis now? Could a few people that was of him, could they do a Pesach Sheni or not? Of all Pligi. Ma Sovar, Tahoira Mitcha, Tanea Loi Mitcha, that's exactly the custom. That only if the carbon was brought for Tyre Pesach Rishon, then there's a locha to bring a Pesach Sheni Betumah. There's no such thing to bring two carbonas Betumah. You don't have such a kosev. Even though the Pesach Rishon rolled Kliasor was Tumah, was Tumah, and they brought the carbon betumah. So what? But the few people that had Tumah Zav on them that couldn't do the Pesach Rishon, they're pushed off not the Pesach Sheni, and they bring a Pesach Sheni. So that's this halachis. Pesach Sheni only when the first carbon Pesach was brought Betairah, or even if it was brought Betumah. Itma. What about Hoyu Shlishton Zavim? 1/3 of Kliasor had Tumah Zav on them. Or Shlishtam Torim, 1/3 of Klai Yisrael was Tor by Pesach Rishon, by Erev Pesach, Yudal Benisim, 1/3 Tumah Zav, 1/3 Tor, or Shlishtam Tumei Mesim, and 1/3 of Klai Yisrael Tumas Mesim on them. What's the locha? What do you do now? Could I do a Pesach Rishon or not? Omer Rav Mani Bar Patish, Oison Tumei Mesim, these Miutim, this 1/3 of Tumei Mesim, Eina Oisim Loyasa Rishon, they can't do Pesach Rishon, they ask Poshid, because it's not called Roy Tziba Tumeim. Hey, it's the people that are Zav are out of the category here. We don't put them in the count. Because they're not roi for Korban Pesach at all. So how many you have left? You have 1/3 that are Tumayim. So it's 1/3 that are Tumayim, that's Zich only a minority, they can't do Pesach Rishon. V'loi Hasheni. They can't do Pesach Sheni either. Why not? Berishon Layavdi Hegdilu Zav and Alatarim. In the Gaeta Pesach Rishon, Lamaisa they're only a minority. Since 50% of Yidden are not Tumayim Mason. I mean, two-thirds of the Eden are not Tumei Mason. So you're clearing about how many people are Tumei Mason, only 1/3. So they're only called a minority. Therefore, Pesach Rishon cannot be brought for Tumah. Mele, Yegdilu Zov and Alatorium, Tloyavdi Betumah. The Hevelet Tumei Mason Yutim. The Tumah Zav cannot bring a carbon with that Tumei. So therefore, they're not on the count of Tumei Mason. So how, what is the count of Tumei Mason? Only 1/3, it's only a Miat. Or Miyut Tloyavdi Berishon. And a miyat, a minority, can never bring Pesach Rishon. What about the Sheni? When it comes now Pesach Sheni, and now you have the 1/3 that was Zavim Ator, and you have the 1/3 that was Tumei Mesim Ator. So you have 2/3 of Klai Yisrael Tor ready to bring a Pesach Sheni. Could they bring a Pesach Sheni or not? Zok the name Lo Yavdi. Why? Nitzra for Zavim and Tumei Mesim. Now when you want to do Tumei Pesach Sheni, you have 2/3 of Klai Yisrael. You have the thirds of it Zavim and thirds of Tumei Mesim. Layavdi Rishon, that neither of them made a Pesach Rishon, have a Laruba. Now you have Rav Klai Yisrael that wants to bring a Pesach Sheni. And that's the klal, Varuba Le Matzla Pesach Sheni. That's the klal. Pesach Sheni is only a locha. When Rav Klai Yisrael brought Pesach Rishon, so the miyat, the minority, could be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But if you have a majority to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni, there's no such halacha. When you're coming to do Pesach Sheni, if now you have a majority, now you have 2/3 of Klai Yisrael, they can't be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Stop it.